Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
All right, so this past week after Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox dropped charges against actor Jussie Smollett, State Rep. Michael McCullough, the only Chicago Republican serving in the Illinois House of Representatives who represents a large number of Chicago police officers calling the 20th District home, has proposed a bill prohibiting any state tax credits from going to a production that employs someone who was convicted of a hate crime or someone who was convicted of falsifying a hate crime. That on the heels of the city of Chicago formally sending a letter to the Empire actor billing him for the cost of the investigation into the alleged crime for $130,000. And joining us to break this all down is State Representative Michael McCullough. Thanks for being here, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You know, a lot of valuable Chicago Police Department man hours and resources were wasted chasing down this bogus crime arranged by Smollett.
When I was down in Springfield and I saw it come across the wire that that Justin Smollett was released from court and that he showed no remorse, I was outraged just like every Chicagoan.
Now, let's step back a bit. On March 8th, the actor had been indicted by a grand jury on 16 felony counts for allegedly staging this anti-gay and racist attack on himself. And just 3 weeks later, on Tuesday, March 26th, Chicago prosecutors dropped all 16 criminal charges as part of a deferred prosecution agreement against him. What is deferred prosecution?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but deferred prosecution is what we would call a sweetheart deal. That's when a person is required to complete some type of community service, which Justin Smollett said he did over the weekend, this past weekend, and or also relinquishing your bond, which he had a $10,000 bond. So deferred prosecution is a sweetheart deal, and yeah. He got that by doing community service and relinquishing a $10,000 bond.
So the biggest pile of garbage the people of the state of Illinois and city of Chicago have ever heard was really another slap in the face to the Chicago Police Department. I mean, you think about the taxpayer dollars and the man hours that went into all this. It was jaw-dropping. When you heard the announcement that the media went absolutely crazy, and while the state's attorney has chosen not to pursue justice in this case, there needs to be a message sent that Smollett's actions are not a reflection of the values we have in Chicago and the state of Illinois.
I totally agree. And we have so many hardworking men and women on the Chicago police force. I heard there was over 30 detectives that were dedicated to this case. Now, Chicago has a violence problem, a gun violence problem. And while that time could have been spent looking and trying to apprehend criminals that were shooting and killing people here in Chicago, they were chasing down a bogus crime. Remember, he started out saying he was the victim, victim of a hate crime,
right.
And he turned out to, you know, be a complete hoax.
Well, that's what got our Chicago police superintendent all riled up as well, is that, you know, hate crimes are serious, and it's something that obviously we need to pay attention to. And when there's something that's falsely claimed for the benefit of your own career, and you know, rumors had it that he was not happy with the money he was making on set and thought this attention would draw more people to him, get him some other roles, possibly get a raise. I mean, that's obviously defeating the purpose of bringing this serious issue to the forefront.
And don't forget, like you said, when this first started, the media all across the nation and the world called Chicago, we were known as a laughingstock of the nation.
Yeah, right. It's a slap on the wrist.
Oh, total slap on the wrist. So I came up with the idea to introduce a bill, knowing that, you know, we want production companies to have TV shows and movies here.
Absolutely.
And we give them a generous tax benefit. It's up to like 30% that I've supported before in the state legislature. And in my opinion, and I believe a lot of Chicagoan opinions, that someone like Justin Smollett should not benefit from the taxpayers of the city of Chicago, state of Illinois, who he's already wasted our taxpayer money, already took our city named Chicago, dragged it through the mud, and now would want to come back and receive this benefit? I don't think so.
So the biggest issue here is he was not exonerated whatsoever from this crime. So you would think common sense would tell you, if you weren't an actor in the city of Chicago and you worked for any other company and you were in a situation like this, you wouldn't have a job anymore. And this has to send a message to those people that are employing him as well.
Right. And I'm sure they may have second thoughts about rehiring him or hiring him. But I think this sends a strong message to them that the taxpayers of the city of Chicago, state of Illinois, do not condone what he did. And we don't want him to reap any benefits from the taxpayers of the state of Illinois. So yesterday I introduced House Bill 3825, also called the JUSTY Act, which stands for Just Usage of State Subsidies and Entertainment Act.
Now, in the film and TV industry here, I just want to highlight this. You mentioned tax benefits can include up to a 30% tax credit for in-state purchases for hiring Illinois residents. Those hired who live in the areas with high unemployment can yield an additional 15% for credit production. If a film or TV show uses a hotel room for at least 30 days for someone involved in the production, they won't have to pay the hotel occupancy tax either. The benefits are endless, so sending this message is pretty critical. And here's the bottom line in all this, Michael, is that the overwhelming majority of our police officers, including Chicago police officers, are people who want to serve and protect their community for a living. They do it very well, and that sentiment should be honored. And the media, unfortunately, will never balance the negative occurrences and the few negative occurrences with the far more frequent positive actions every single day of our police officers.
I couldn't agree more. Again, our Chicago police men and women do an outstanding job. It's not easy being a police officer.
No, and they've been dragged through the mud in the last couple of years.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And they want to solve these crimes. They want to see the city turn around. They live in the city of Chicago,
yeah,
and they want to see it turn around.
Our officers, must be enthusiastic about their work. They need to know that they're respected. They need to know that the city and its people understand the difficult challenges that they face every single day. And they need to know they're supported. And there's no question that there needs to be, a mutual respect between the citizens of the city of Chicago and suburbs and throughout the state, but with the law enforcement officers as well. And we got to stand behind these guys. And this bill, I think, does send that message.
I think so, too. Right now, I would say the Chicago men and women of the Chicago Police Department probably have a low confidence right now in the state's attorney's office. So I think sometimes they need to know that somebody has their back, somebody's watching out and supports what they've done and what they are doing, especially finding out that this whole case, like I said before, he turned from pretending he was the victim to creating the hoax.
Yeah. And again, even one of the prosecutors said, he's not exonerated in any of this. So why would you do the community service and pay the fine if you were innocent?
Correct. And when he came out of the courthouse, I think he should have just kept he should have just been silent. But he was claiming his innocence, which we all know isn't true.
And riled you up as well.
Correct.
Love what you do, my
Thank
friend.
You.
Thank you
very much, David.
All right. Illinois State Representative Michael McAuliffe, I appreciate you joining us this morning. Have a great day. All right. Much more ahead on 720 WGN.